This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. We'll keep you dry. Seattle-based filmmaker Lynn Shelton is best known for small, intimate movies. They include a lot of improvisation, close-knit cast and crew, and all of these films are made in Seattle. Shelton's sixth feature comes out on Friday, and it's something new for her. It's the first movie she's directed that she didn't write. But true to Shelton's devotion to her hometown, it was shot and edited in Seattle and on the east side of Lake Washington. The movie is called Laggies. It's about a 28-year-old woman who runs away from her life and befriends a high school girl that she meets outside a liquor store.
Hey, excuse me?
We all forgot our IDs. Would you buy a six-pack or something?
Someone did this for me when I was your age. It's like a rite of passage, right?
I had a good feeling about you.
That makes one of us.
That's Keira Knightley. She stars in Laggies along with Chloe Grace Moretz and Sam Rockwell. I asked Lynn Shelton to talk about the situation Knightley's character finds herself in.
It's the velvet rut, right? It would be too much effort to break out of it. And so she's just going along in the same current and has the same boyfriend that she had in high school 10 years later, and she has the same group of friends. And this is the moment in her life where she's just starting to become aware that they're not actually on the same page anymore, you know?
This is your sixth film, but it's the first one that you did not write.
Yes.
Given the intimate nature and your total involvement in the things that you've made, how you made a decision to make a film written by somebody else, and why this particular script?
Well, I've had agents and a manager now for a few years, and they've been sending me, ever since I signed on with them, they've been sending me scripts. So I feel like I've read a lot of scripts, but I very rarely feel drawn to them personally enough to want to direct them. And this was one of those rare exceptions that I read it and it was like immediately was, I have to direct this. You know, I felt such an affinity with the author's voice, and it actually goes back a little bit to the territory of my first feature film, which was about an actual, you know, woman who's 23 and going through a quarter of a life crisis, and she confronts her actual 13-year-old self. And so it was really interesting to me how this one sort of paralleled that, because it's about a 28-year-old who befriends a 16-year-old. And I was really interested to see how it would be to work with, in collaboration with a writer. So it was a big learning experience to do that, because I'd never done it before, but also really fun. And it was also the first movie I've made in a while that didn't have really any improvisation.
I'm talking with Seattle-based filmmaker Lynn Shelton about her new movie, Laggies. In the interim of making all these very personal films that do have a lot of improvisation, you've done a lot of directing for television, which I assume has set scripts. Does some of that translate over into this project?
Definitely. It definitely helped on a number of different levels, because first of all, on television, I'm working with much larger crews and a bigger, just more tools and kind of bells and whistles in terms of production. And so I was really comfortable working on this film, which was the biggest budget that I've worked on as a film, and the biggest crew, and the, you know, lots of trucks and trailers and things. And so I was very comfortable with that because of the television work I'd done. The only difference here was that in TV land, it's the writer producers who are the ones who decide the ultimate, you know, they're the visionaries and the ones that, you know, are sort of in charge. And in movies, it's the director. So I had to keep reminding myself that I didn't have to defer to Andrea, that it was really my baby. And she was very helpful in reminding me of that as well.
Before I forget, I have to ask what laggies means. I have this meaning I made up in my head, which is somebody's kind of lagging behind, but that can't possibly be right.
That's exactly what it is.
It is.
Oh, yes, oh. Yes. And what's funny is that the writer used it all the time with her high school friends, and she thought it was just part of common parlance, and was surprised that I had never heard the term. And I really was concerned about that. I was worried that people wouldn't know what it meant and maybe we shouldn't use it as a title. But every title, I mean, I spent months gathering suggestions from people, and all the alternates just felt so generic and, you know, like they could have named many other films. Mm-hmm. And so I started to really come to appreciate Laggies. Plus, I got a lot of feedback from people that, you know, I don't really mind that name, even though I don't know exactly what it means.
Lynn Shelton is with me. Her sixth feature film is being released this fall. It's called Laggies. I'm assuming that the writer, Andrea Siegel's not from Seattle. Did she intend that this be shot someplace else and you translated it to the place where you make movies?
Yes, indeed. She actually had it set originally where she grew up, which was in Orange County. What was wonderful about bringing, one of the many things about bringing this production up north, was that I could work with my same crew, but let them hire more people to help them and give them a more of a proper budget and, you know, nicer cameras and nicer lights and, you know, just, again, a little bit more equipment and toys to play with and just see what they could do with more, because we've always worked with such a small amount in the past and they've always done such a beautiful job. So it was really nice to be able to employ my friends plus, you know, many others, as well as to just see what they could do with more money.
How hard is it to make your living as a filmmaker based out of Seattle?
I take it as a total point of pride, and I don't really care what other people think. I love to shoot up here. You know, there's a, like, Linkletter likes to shoot in Austin, and a lot, you know, there's a lot of sort of regionally associated, you know, filmmakers who are regionally associated in various ways. And I'm so happy and proud to be highlighting Seattle both as a place to shoot and a beautiful place, you know, to come visit and to live, but also as a great place to come and make movies, because we have so many wonderful, talented people here. We have this incredible community. I mean, my main concern is, you were asking, is it possible to make a living doing it here? I'm lucky because I have all these collaborators who are based here. And if, as long as we can keep the film industry going, they can afford to live here. I'm worried about them affording to be able to live here and make a living here. And if they move away to LA or Portland or wherever, then it's going to be a lot harder to bring productions here, like I was able to bring Laggies here.
I have read some observers talking about this particular film of yours, Laggies, that, you know, this is going to be Lynn Shelton's big commercial breakthrough. Is Laggies somehow, because it's bigger, more commercial, or is there some reason that people look at this one and say, this is the breakthrough?
In terms of sort of getting it out and my name out and the films that I make out into the mainstream, this is going to be my best shot so far. I mean, for instance, I believe it's going to be released in 250 or 300 theaters the very first weekend, which I've never, you know, even come close to. Your sister, I think a total, we were in like 150 after months. So this is a very exciting shot for me, but it's also a little nerve wracking because if I can't, you know, if it doesn't do well, then I don't know if I'll get another shot, you know.
You have done a lot of things in your career. You know, you write, you direct, you really are this Renaissance woman, but I'm curious what your dream is.
Oh, gosh. My only dream, and maybe I should have more of a, you know, be more of a grown up and have more of like long term, my 5 and 10 year plans for myself. I really don't. I just want to keep making work. That's all I want. I want to be able to, I'm supporting, you know, my family and paying the mortgage right now, which is something I never, ever, ever thought I'd be able to do with my work as an artist. I want to be able to keep doing that. That's a wonderful feeling. And I want to be able to keep working on things that are I can get passionate about.
Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Marcy.
Seattle-based filmmaker Lynn Shelton. Her sixth feature film, Laggies, opens in theaters across the country and in the Seattle area on Friday.